Rory, a good night all round and a thoroughly deserved victory.
I really deserved them. A good performance, something that we've been looking for at home in the last while. And I thought, to be honest, first half we could have went in 2 or 3 in front. Our keepers made a few big saves and we just couldn't put the ball in the net. And the message at half time was more of the same. We stuck at it. We showed resilience. And we had a lot of players who were at the top of their game tonight, and I felt it was Ollie O'Neill's best game for the club. Felt their left side caused major issues for them, and it was a really good performance and well deserved.
It was maybe just starting to get a wee bit frustrating before you got the goals, and perhaps in that second half, maybe whereas Duffy's influence wasn't as much, it was maybe Graydon that was the influencing factor in the second half.
That's it. Obviously, Michael's missed a lot of football. He's not as fit as what he would like to be at this minute in time. He'll get there, but Graydon put it up in a central area. Don't know what he was doing over there, but I'll not complain. But he put it up in a central area, drove, committed people, and that's what he does. He puts a fear of God in the defenders, and he's won us a penalty, and Ben's put it away brilliantly, and then he's put in a great delivery for Collie Whelan's goal as well. So that's a good night for us.
What an impression he's making already.
Who's that, Ben?
Colin Whelan.
Collie Whelan. Aye.
Well, Ben too, but I mean, two goals
in 50 minutes, so if he keeps that record up, we'll be doing all right.
I suppose it's exciting that this team from this point looks as if it can only get better, Rory.
I think so, and again, without making excuses, like, you look at no McElhinney, Patching, Dunmigan, Connolly, Kieran Hart, like, we're missing top end players still. So I think you're right. I think if we can keep going while we have them bodies missing, and as I said a couple of weeks ago when results weren't going brilliantly, and I believed every word that came out of my mouth, that I think we have a brilliant group of players here, and we're only going to get better. And if we can hang in there and keep going and we get everyone fit, then we can put a serious run together. I've no doubt about that. But we just need to keep going and keep stick to our principles and keep believing in what we're doing, and we'll be okay.
And you go bouncing in now to the Shamrock Rovers fixture on Monday night. At this point of the season, how much importance do you put in that game?
It's a big game. They're all big. It's but tonight and last Friday, and a large percentage of the dog game, we can take great satisfaction from, and we just need to keep going with a wee bit of momentum again, which is great, and players are confident and itching to go. So we know we're coming up against an excellent team, really outstanding team, and we need to be at our best to win.
And just finally for me, there was a shift in the dugout again tonight, was there?
Aye, people have been myself included, our home form, we just wanted a change of scenery. We prepared completely different for the game tonight. We went somewhere different before coming to the Brandywell. We changed dugout, changing rooms, where we warm up. I just wanted a complete change of scenery, and if that's what's done the trick, then brilliant. But I'm not so sure. Football managers are known to be superstitious, and I'm probably one of them.
Rory, loads of chances in the first half, and Brian was a spectator throughout most of the game.
Aye, we were really comfortable for the majority of the game, and as you said, Brian didn't have much to do, and what he did have to do, he took a great cross later on and relieved a bit of pressure, but by and large he hasn't really had a save to make, and their keepers had a few to make, and it's a really good performance from us, and we just need to kick on now.